A Deputy General Secretary of NAT, Awotwin Kansa, has kicked against calls for the retiring age of teachers to be moved to 65 as a means of ensuring the country has enough teachers. In an interview with Radio Ghana, he said though the issue has not been officially discussed by NAT, he knows it cannot work. According to Mr. Awotwin, to ensure high productivity of teachers, it is necessary to improve their conditions of service. He said the country has enough trained teachers, but because their conditions of service are not good, many of them are diverting to other careers. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
A few days ago, Conference of Head Teachers of Basic Schools were meeting, and I was there, and I had read about Dr. Afeti's opinion concerning increasing the retiring age from 60 to 65. And I said, I do not accept that idea, because at 60, a lot of teachers have become weak, and therefore, that is not the way we as Chief Inspector of Schools who want to get more teachers to be in the classroom. What actually is happening that is creating scarcity of teacher supply in the school system is that the school environment is not attractive. Conditions of service remain very bad, and that we have a lot of teachers coming from University of Cape Coast, University of Education, Winneba, where they have been prepared as teachers to come to either the basic schools or the senior high schools and teach. They are not going because condition of service remain poor, salaries are low, and therefore the same teachers are finding placement, job placement in NGOs and some of the financial institutions. And therefore, if they want teachers in the system, they should improve the conditions there and not necessarily by increasing their...
Is this position the position of NAT?
No, that is not the position of NAT. It has not actually come for general discussion, but I think that most of the colleagues I have will definitely go along with me if we hold the discussion at NAT level. Because yesterday, for example, I had discussion with my other colleague who is the Deputy General Secretary for Education and Professional Development, and he held the same opinion. He spoke to one of the networks and he said almost the same thing that I'm saying.
What about some teachers who are also in favor of this? Because already under the National Service Scheme, there are some retired teachers who offer volunteer teaching services. So yeah. What about those who support this move? What will you say to that?
Those who do not know that there is something called contract appointment. That means when you have retired and you feel that you are physically strong and you still can teach, you apply for it and the GES allows you to come to teach. How many teachers even respond to that facility? So now that we are going to perhaps make it compulsory, then of course a lot of teachers will not want to even work. They will not work. So it will not help us to get teachers retained in the classroom.
You heard the Deputy General Secretary of NAT, Awotwin Kansa, in that interview with Augustus Akwe. Meanwhile, the former president of NAT and headmaster of Brekum Senior High School, Joseph Eji, has lauded the move to shift the retiring age of teachers to 65. He said the current teacher-to-pupil ratio is not the best. Therefore, such an intervention will make available additional support to help remedy the situation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Eji said this provision should not be made compulsory. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
We have to look at the needs of the country. Do you have any shortage of teachers in the system or not? If the question is answered, and as I speak now, I think there is a key shortage of teachers in the country. So, if you want to correct that trend, then of course, naturally, those who are going out, is there a way of keeping them in so that we can add more instead of solve part of the problem?
But what will you say to others who say already government is finding it difficult to pay teachers and all that? So, what do you say to the school of thought that says that this is rather going to increase government expenditure?
It's like being in the family and you are saying that the cost of food is going up, therefore there's no way I'll be able to feed my kids. I should give them only breakfast and not lunch. That's what I'm saying. If we keep our priorities right, and we know that education is the bedrock of everything, if we do that, you see, how can you keep children in the classroom for a number of years, number of days without teachers and other guys educating them? Why we know that there are other able teachers who are quite strong, but may I believe that it should be optional anyway. It should not be compulsory. Those who may want to extend their service, we can do it for them. Then we keep them in the classroom, let them teach this case, while those coming out of the training colleges, they come out and then beef up the sort of teachers we have.
Former President of NAT, Joseph Eji, talking to Augustus Akwe.